I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, and praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. Move those legs. Move those legs. Move those legs. Move those legs and rise up in the name of Jesus. Move those legs. That is the act of faith. Move those legs in the name of Jesus. Move your legs in the name of Jesus. Someone's deaf ear is open in Jesus' name. Your voice and worship Him.
Oh,
hear this. She was brought in the morning with stroke. In the morning, they called me on telephone. I said, set your heart. She was brought in the car with stroke that attacked all of a sudden. Now run and run. 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 Paralysis from the waist down, no life. From the ear down, there was no life. The same woman walking right now. Not just walking, but running. Whatever has been paralyzed in your life, we gain life now. Whatever your business, your destiny, your career, your brain. Whatever the enemy paralyzed, we gain life now. We gain life now. We gain life now. In the name of Jesus. Miracles have happened. Do what you couldn't do before. Do anything you couldn't do before. Do anything you couldn't do before. Do anything you couldn't do before. God is a good God.
Need to do is log on to our website, Salvation. salvationministrieshs.org. Wow. It just doesn't end there. You can also send your testimonies or prayer requests if you need to be counseled personally. All you need to do is call +234 844 66 170. You can join us every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. Come and join us, and you will never regret it.
Message tonight is forget your past. Forget your past. Forget your negative past. Life is a journey, and only those with a sense of passion for focus will reach their destination gloriously. The Bible says, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. He has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. God didn't say he created you to roam. He said he created you to reign. Revelation 5:10. We are from God's royal family with a royal identity. He said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, 1 Peter 2:9, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are created to be a marvel to your world. We are no longer in darkness. He said he has brought you to enjoy his marvelous light. Hear this. Lack of knowledge of inheritance in Christ Jesus can make you a cheap victim of the devil's trick. Satan is subtle. One of his ways is to make you remember the things that have happened in the past as to put you in bondage. But I see you free this hour. Many can't fulfill their glorious future because of the memory of their past failures and mistakes. But hear what God said. How many want to do what God will advise them? How many want to do what God will advise them? In Isaiah chapter 43, everybody open to your Bibles, and we'll read verses 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Shall we look at our Bibles and read 18 together? Remember, now the New King James used that YE as you, so you can be personalize it. Remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Who is speaking to you? Verse 19. Behold, I will do now, it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, don't remember. So if you remember, you are committing sin. God is advising you not to remember. See, if I don't remember, since you have been remembering, what has happened? God said, I want to do a new thing. God will do something new in someone's life. You must not remember the past, the old things. Say to someone, God is said to do a new thing. It shall spring forth in your life for all men to see it. Those who embrace the failures of yesterday can never see the brightness of tomorrow. I said those who embrace the failures of what? Yesterday cannot see, can never see the brightness of tomorrow. Can I humble you? Every successful man or woman you see today had failed before. Had one terrible past, but didn't allow that situation to keep on him down on the floor. There is no man who will tell you he has never made mistakes in life, not one. Every great man has made one mistake or the other. Miles Monroe said, and I quote him, some people are too busy trying to get over their past that they don't have time to live their future. God does not use your past to determine your future. Let go of the past and pursue the bright future ahead of you. Paul speaking said, this one thing I do, forgetting the things that are past and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I show you something? Philippians chapter 3. Open to it. When it comes to forgetting your past, it is not God that will do it. So open. Tell your neighbor, it is not God. It is you that will have to forget your past. Tell your neighbor, not God. You have to help yourself by forgetting your past. Let go of the past. There's something bigger in the future. Philippians 3:13. Shall we read together? One to go. Brethren, I cannot myself to have apprehended. But this one thing, who will do it? You? What will you do? Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are what? Verse 14. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let the dreams of your future be so big that they consume you, that the past failures will look too small. Put a picture of a big dream of your future and you will not see any past mistakes again. The reason you are seeing your past failures is because there's no dream before you of your future. When the dream before you is too big, you will remember what has happened. Nature abhors vacuum. There's nothing before you, so you keep remembering the past. Am I talking? Glory to God. May every past memory be wiped up by the blood of Jesus. You don't go forward looking backwards. A driver that keeps looking back will crash. The more you look back, the less you will get ahead. The more you look back, the less you get ahead. So I refuse to look backwards. A man who falls in a race can still win a prize if he rises up promptly to continue. A wise man said, that you fell down is not an issue. Get up and dust yourself and go forward. Shout hallelujah. Let your tomorrow so occupy you that the memory of yesterday's failure will look too small. Mike Murdock said, Stop looking at where you have been and start looking at where you can be. Stop looking at where you have been and start looking at where you can be. You can't change your past, but you can do something about your future. The past is irreparable, but the future is great. Am I talking? Glory to God. Tell someone, forget yesterday's problems. Say to yourself, I will forget yesterday's problems. And I will look at today with God's promises from His Word. And I look at my tomorrow with His promises from His Word. I have a future. I know I have a future. I know I have a future. I know I have a future. Cultivate a habit of always looking forward. Cultivate a habit as a habit. As always looking what? Forward. Let yesterday die and look beyond the scars of yesterday. There is no star without a scar. Failure is only an event, it's not a person. That you fail does not mean you are a failure. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are not a failure. Failure is only an event. And it is your opportunity to start more intelligently, Hereford said. So that you fail does not mean you are a failure. Stop sitting down, putting your hands on your jaw, put it behind you. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Past experience should be a guidepost, not an itching post. There's nothing you can do. Don't do yesterday's misdeeds, but you can do something to avoid today's mistake. Let it just guide you. Well, I made this mistake, but not that you now sit down in one place and be mourning that problem. Is that clear, sir? Your past cannot be changed, but you can change your tomorrow by your action today. Your past cannot be, you can't repair it. But you can change your tomorrow by your action today. Forget it and move forward. Dust yourself and do what? Move forward. You failed in business? Forget it. Abraham Lincoln failed and failed and failed. You can imagine if he allowed his past, he wouldn't have been president of America. Is that true, sir? Me standing to talk to you, I failed before. You can imagine if I keep talking about my failure, I won't be here. I'm not a failure anymore. Anybody who looks at me will know I'm a super success. But I've failed before. I've failed before. Are you hearing me now? You can't call me a failure now. No way. Even if you're blind, you can't say I'm a failure. So failure is only an event. Put it behind. Tell someone, put it behind you. Go forward. Let go of the past. Stop talking about your past. Don't waste today regretting of yesterday. Instead of making memory of your tomorrow, put the memory of your tomorrow, put it before you and stop talking about yesterday. It is wisdom to leave your past behind and press towards your future. Thomas Edison was told that everything in his experiment lab has been gutted by fire. And when they told him, Thomas Edison killed the wife. He said, come up, sweetheart. You see that fire? You may never see that kind of fire all your life. He was making fun of what happened. He said, come on, see the kind of fire. All lifetime experiment, everything was on fire. He said, come, you may never see this kind of fire. So let me see the kind of fire so you can have how fire is. After that, he took the world of science by storm. Every setback is only a comeback to take you up. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as He is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
You release by your best-selling author, David Abiyomi, The Power of Small Beginning, Miracle Hands, Living Without Financial Pressure, The Prosperous Family, How to Hear from God, How Faith Works, Unlimited Success, Recovering Your Inheritance, Releasing Your Destiny, Keys to Impactful Living, Created for Distinction, and lots more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books and all the materials by David Abiyomi, you could visit any leading bookstore worldwide, call the numbers displayed on your screen, or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Abiyomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, P.O. Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.